Stop here. Take a deep breath and enjoy the view. This view was not always like this. Constantly altered throughout time, the local landscape is currently defined by its climate and the anthropogenic impact on this territory. Researchers believe that many centuries ago, this location was occupied by extensive forests, where the Montchique oak and the cork oak would be two of the most important trees present here. However, when man reached these territories, he began to slowly alter them. Initially for the production of cattle, after for agriculture, and later for timber production. As such, throughout time, the extensive native woods were replaced by pastures, agricultural areas, and later with the intensive plantation of pine and eucalyptus, both exotic species. Resilience was lost, and the risk of fires increased significantly. Today, the landscape reveals another sign of the times, the abandonment of man and his traditional practices. Nowadays, the view is marked by eucalyptus, abandoned agricultural terraces, and above all, by vast, low scrublands, fostered and perpetuated by the recurrence of forest fires. Luckily, the rhododendron was able to survive in this particular location. Remitted to rocky conditions or throughout the streams, areas of no interest for agriculture, therefore less affected by man and more protected by Mother Nature.